Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the beloved ministries where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Today is Monday, June 23rd, and Beloved Ministries continues its theme for 2025, which is Who is he? What is he to you? This is week 8 of the names of Jesus, and this week he is the cornerstone, capstone. Jesus is the cornerstone and or capstone. Today's scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 17, that's the key scripture. Today I'm going to read 17 and 18. Again, we are in the book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 17 and 18. The New Living Translation reads, Jesus looked at them and said, Then what does this scripture mean? The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. Everyone who stumbles over the stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone it falls on. Amen. That ends the reading. Sometime today, go back and read the book of Luke, chapter 20. Jesus gives a parable on false farmers or farmers that are rejecting Jesus, and he gives a parable of the stones. So when capstone or cornerstone is mentioned in the Bible, it refers to a particularly important stone that held two rows of stones together in a corner. One that stabilized the structure at the foundation and or that formed the keystone over an arch or at the top of a roof. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. Someone could fall on a cornerstone given its location at the base of a building. In contrast, a capstone could fall on someone since it crowns a building. Jesus is described as the chief cornerstone of the church, but he can also be seen as the capstone, since in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. Christ is both the cornerstone and capstone. He is the foundation of our salvation, which we believe, and our future hope. He is also the capstone holding all things together and keeping our salvation secure. He is the beginning, represented by the cornerstone, and the end, represented by the capstone. Jesus is strong enough to hold everything together. He is also the fitting conclusion to all God's work. When we pray to him as the cornerstone, you are praying to the one on whom you can base your life. Let us pray. Most loving and protecting God, we thank you. Thank you for another day, O Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to lift your name in worship and praise. How wonderful you are, O Lord. Thank you for being the base of our existence, our foundation, O God. Thank you for providing a space where we can cast all our cares onto you. There is nothing you can't handle, O Lord, and we thank you. Thank you for covering us at the same time from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us from all angles, Lord God. How grateful we are for your love. You are our cornerstone. You are our capstone, O Lord. You are everything to us, Lord God. You are everything. You are our protection in our times of need, Lord God. You can handle any situation we bring to you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for being who you are to everyone, Lord God. We all have unique issues, Lord God, problems, cares, Lord God. You know each one of us individually, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for knowing us before we knew ourselves, Lord God. We thank you for knowing our end, Lord God, at the beginning. We thank you for the past you've created for us, Lord God. We pray that we continue on the path you set, Lord God. You are our cornerstone, Lord God. You are our safe space, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you that you are our protection, Lord God. You are our family, Lord God. You are our friends. You are everything to us, Lord God. We lift your name today, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for the different names that we call you, Lord God, but you are all wrapped up in one, Lord God. You are everything, Lord God. You are everything to everybody, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We thank you for this platform where we can get up on Monday morning, Lord God, and lift your name, Lord God. Start our week with you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for all you are to us, Lord God. We thank you that you are always listening, Lord God. You are always hearing, Lord God. You are there for us all of the time, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the sacrifice you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for the life that you lead, Lord God. We thank you for the direction that you provide for us, Lord God. We love you, Lord God, and we love you because you first love us, Lord God. You were our very own first love, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. This morning, Lord God, from our prayer list, Lord God, we are lifting up our children, Lord God, the young children, our grandchildren, Lord God. We are praying for the mental health, Lord God, mental health of our young children and grandchildren, Lord God. Times right now are rough, Lord God. It seems like everyone seems to be unstable, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God. We pray for the health, Lord God. We pray for the minds of the young people today, Lord God. We give them to you, Lord God. We pray, we ask that you regulate their minds, Lord God. Remove all angst and anxiety, Lord God. Stress, Lord God, that children are carrying, Lord God. We pray that children could be kids and they could grow up and not deal with issues of the world, Lord God. That young children should be young children, Lord God. We pray against the weight that they carry, Lord God. We pray against anxiety and depression, Lord God, and bullying, Lord God. We pray those things out of the minds of children, Lord God, that they do not have this heavy weight to carry, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God. We pray for the children that may need help, Lord God. We pray that they get the help they need, that they are provided resources that could truly help them, Lord God, without doping them up on so many drugs, Lord God. We pray. And even those that need a little assistance, Lord God, we pray that they get the help that they need, that they get the help that they need, that they could function daily, Lord God, that they would not have so much stress and anxiety, Lord God, on them. We pray that they grow to be to their full potential, Lord God. We pray that they get to enjoy life, Lord God, enjoy being a young person, Lord God. We pray that they will go out and enjoy school and camp and summertime, Lord God. We pray that they have fun. Let the kids be kids, Lord God. We pray that they could do these things without fear, Lord God, without fear of the unknown, without negative pressures, Lord God, without peer pressure and anxiety that they would have to go through. We pray against these things, Lord God. We lift our young children to you, Lord God. We pray that when they go home, that we have a loving foundation, Lord God. We have a loving environment, Lord God. We pray for parents raising children, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for giving us these children, Lord God, and we pray that we are able and equipped to raise them correctly, Lord God, that we can lead them in the way in which they should go, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for young parents, Lord God, who are learning the way themselves, Lord God. We pray that they turn to you. That they turn to you are the cornerstone, Lord God. You are the capstone, Lord God. We pray that they bring their cares to you, Lord God. We pray for young parents. We pray for parents and grandchildren that are raising children, Lord God, in this age, in this era, Lord God. We know that you give us all the strength that we need, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We pray for the Generation X of last, this new Generation Alpha, Lord God. We pray that they are open to receive, that they don't think they know everything, Lord God, and can't take direction. We pray that they look for those that are older who's been through things before, Lord God. We pray that we're able to share our stories to the children, Lord God, so they know they are not alone in these situations, Lord God. Someone has been there before, Lord God, and can teach them and can show them the ways in which they could go. But we thank you. We thank you for our young children, Lord God. We thank you for our grandchildren, Lord God, and we give them to you, Lord God, and we ask that you cover them and you protect them, Lord God, and we are praying. We are praying for them, Lord God. This morning, we are also praying for those that are dealing with grief, Lord God. In this season, Lord God, we pray for those. We are not forgetting those who are dealing with grief in this season, Lord God. And we ask that you cover them, Lord God, that you continue to show them love, Lord God. And we ask that their hearts be healed, Lord God, or just find some kind of comfort and peace, Lord God, during this season, Lord God. We lift them up, Lord God, and we pray for the families, Lord God, that are supporting those that are dealing with grief, Lord God, during this season, Lord God. There's such a thing, and I'm learning this personally, that there's grief, Lord God, grief and gratefulness. grief and gratefulness at the same time. You can have it, Lord God. Today is June 23rd, my deceased sister's birthday, Lord God. So I'm wishing her a happy heavenly birthday, Lord God. And we are, my family is dealing with grief, Lord God, during this time. Always around her birthday, Lord God, but I am also grateful. I am grateful that we are still here, Lord God, that we can just cherish the great memories of her, Lord God. And I pray the same for anyone dealing with grief, Lord God. Grief is forever. Grief will always be there, Lord God, but the gratefulness that we must endure, Lord God, and that's what I focus on. And I pray that you focus on that also, Lord God. Those that are dealing with grief during this season. Amen, Lord God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I pray for gratefulness. Gratefulness. We continue to pray for our nation, Lord God. All that is going on, all that is happening right now, Lord God, we pray for our nation. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, what we could do nothing but pray, Lord God. We pray for our nation, and we pray for the countries that are at war, Lord God. We pray for the innocent people that will be wrapped up in this thing, Lord God. We know that you, no matter who is making these decisions on earth and in these countries and these boardrooms, we pray because we know that you are. You are above everything, Lord God, and you cover and you see and we know and we trust. We trust you, Lord God, and everything that's happening, Lord God, we trust you. So we pray for the leaders of this country. We pray for our leader who's making decisions that will affect us all, Lord God, and affect the people in these countries, Lord God. We pray for peace. We are praying for peace, Lord God. We are praying for peace, Lord God. Today we are praying for this extreme heat that we are dealing with that is coming through, I don't know, in New York. I know in areas of the South, Lord God, this is very hot, Lord God, and we just pray that the elderly are protected, that they stay cool and hydrated, Lord God, be safe. Safe for everyone that's going out in this heat these next couple of days. Protect yourself, please. Heat stroke is real, Lord God. Please protect yourself in this extreme heat. In the name of Jesus, we pray that everyone is protected, that they find a cooling center, that they have air, Lord God, that we pray, Lord God, that we are safe. It is summertime. It is summertime, and it is our season. And but we must protect ourselves, Lord God. So this morning, we continue to lift up our beloved ministries, Lord God. This platform that we have here, we continue to pray for our leader, Reverend D, Lord God. We pray that she is restored and all ministers and preachers who preached yesterday, we pray for restoration for them. They poured out into us, and we are praying that they be restored today, Lord God, that pour back into them. So we lift up our Reverend D, Lord God. We lift up the members of beloved ministries. We pray for Sheila, who is not feeling well, Lord God. We pray that she is well. We pray for Teresa, Laura, Pat, Sandra, Tia, Gloria. You know, pray for myself. We pray for all Reverend Laura, Chrissy, all of our beloved members, Lord God. We pray for Tara, Teresa with the H, Lord God. We pray for all the supporters. I can't call everyone's name, but the beloved nation, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, all of those who tune in every day, Lord God. We start at Monday and we go through Friday, and we pray for those who support this platform, Lord God. We cannot do it without you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for trusting us. Thank you for trusting us with your prayers, Lord God. We thank you that you trust us, you send in your prayers, and know that we sincerely lift them up to the Lord, Lord God. We sincerely give them and cast them on to the Lord, Lord God. And we thank you. And we pray that you continue to do so, Lord God. We ask all of these prayers. We ask all of these prayers in the name of your son, Jesus. And we say amen. Amen, Lord God. And we thank you. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Please, please continue to send your prayer request to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. That's actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806, pound. We ask that you visit our website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. belovedministriesny.com for all our upcoming events. Thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so we all may greet each other. Please hold.